Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, today is Consecration Sunday. But did you hear that gospel reading just now? It's about the temple being destroyed and people being led astray and end of the world kind of stuff. And now I will admit that when I saw this was the gospel reading for today, I seriously thought of going off a lectionary. I thought about finding some other text that was more about giving or generosity, because I had no clue what to say about this text and giving. But then it dawned on me. I realized that perhaps this is the perfect text for Consecration Sunday this year. Now, why would I say that? But before we get there, we need to look at some background of this text, see what's really going on. Jesus and the disciples had just left the temple in Jerusalem, and his disciples marveled about how beautiful it was. But Jesus said, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone here will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." Well, of course, he was right, because the temple was destroyed by the Romans in the year 70. But I think there's more going on here. It's not just about the destruction of a particular building. It's about how everything in life is temporary. All of these wonderful, beautiful things that we think are so amazing, they will not last. In our lives, we try to cling to so many things. We try to hold on to so many beautiful treasures, but all of them will fall apart. Of course, in our heads, right, we know this, but we live our lives as if it weren't true. Right, like last week, we celebrated All Saints Sunday, and we remembered our loved ones who have died. But we still live in a constant denial of our own mortality. We desperately hold on to the treasure of our own lives, thinking that we will never fall apart. Right, there's a great book called The Denial of Death. And in it, the author talks about all of these things that we do to try to live forever. But not live forever in the sense of keeping our hearts beating, but live forever in the sense of not being forgotten to history. And the author calls all of these things causa sui projects, or self-caused projects. These are things like having your name engraved on a plaque or on a headstone, or writing "I was here" on the bathroom stall, or the most common one, having children. Even though we know we will die one day, we want our presence and our legacy and our name to live on. We want people to remember us. We don't want this beautiful thing called our lives to just end up in ruins like a building that collapses. But it will. In the scene outside the temple, Jesus reminds his disciples that things in life are temporary, including us. Well, but then again, maybe we are more aware of this than we care to admit sometimes. We know how quickly things fall apart when we want to hold on to them. Like maybe it's your health when an illness hits you. Maybe it's your sense of peace and stability when a tragedy strikes. Maybe it's our world when it gets turned around by a pandemic. And so we get a little bit antsy. just like the disciples. After Jesus said that the temple would be destroyed, they ask him, point blank, tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished? Right? They want to know the future. They want to know how all of this is going to play out. Just like us. Right? Like, we want to know, when's this pandemic going to end? When can we really stop wearing masks? When's life going to get back to normal? When? Well, Jesus replies by taking those fears and comparing them to a pregnant woman who's about to give birth. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, he said, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. In other words, yes, the world is a mess and things are changing, but it's just like childbirth. It is change and suffering now, but new life will come. There is resurrection after death. The baby will be born. For example, Emily Holman wrote a piece for the New York Magazine this past October entitled Giving Birth in the End Times. She was pregnant during the pandemic when the California wildfires were raging near her home and shortly after the death of her own sister. So she was going through a lot of tragedy all at once. And one thing she writes is this. From a global perspective, having a child in a developed nation is among the most environmentally unsound decisions you can make. A baby born in the United States adds another 58.6 tons of carbon to the atmosphere every year. That wipes out the net positives of my 25 years of vegetarianism in roughly 3 months. On the individual level, as fires rage and hurricanes form, as water grows scarce and fields lie fallow, it's hard not to wonder, what kind of future can we offer a child? Well, as she goes on, though, her article moves from a tone of despair to one of hope. Later, she writes this. On some level, we still believe that a baby, our baby, will bring the world, our world, so much more than his carbon footprint. We believe, like so many before us, that a baby can be the only balm after a loss. It will transform me from a bereaved sister to something new and alien, a mother. I have no choice but to believe that future. Troubled as it will be, stripped as it will be of my biting, brilliant sister, is still worth living and fighting for. I believe in not just destruction, not just accruing loss after loss, but in counting blessings, finding those small moments of joy. Holman knows that even when the world is falling apart, life is still worth fighting for, because new life still happens. There is a line that's often attributed to Martin Luther, though it's not clear if he actually said it or not, but either way, it fits with his theology. The line says, if I knew that the world was going to end tomorrow, I would plant a tree today. Rather than despair over a world that is temporary and falling apart, We are called to celebrate the new life that God is bringing in the midst of it. This was the reminder that Jesus gave his disciples that day in Jerusalem. And it's the reminder that he gives us today too. The struggles and the transitions we're going through now are tough and temporary. But through the pain, God brings resurrection life. Like a new baby being born. So then, what's all this got to do with consecration Sunday? Well, on this day, when you commit to your financial giving for the coming year, you aren't just making a financial statement. You're making a faith statement. You are saying that you trust that the life God is giving us right now is worth fighting for. You are saying that you refuse to give up on God's mission, even when times are tough. You are saying that you trust God to see us through. And you're willing to put your money where your mouth is. You want our ministry together as St. Paul Lutheran Church to continue strong in the next year. In the same way, Holman may have been despairing about the state of the world for her new baby. But she knew that her baby was worth it anyway. Her baby could still change the world. We can still change the world. Because we know that God is changing the world. For example, check out these shoebox gifts you brought in for Operation Christmas Child. There are kids around the world who have never known the generosity of others. Their living conditions are much worse than ours. They know the daily reality of a world that is falling apart, even more so than we do. And yet, by packing these boxes, you are telling these kids that God is at work in the world. That God is at work in them. That God is at work in you. And that's awesome. These shoeboxes, your financial giving, your participation, all of these ways and so many more are your ways of planting a tree, so to speak. It's your way of saying that the new baby is worth all of the labor pain. It's your way of saying that you will not give up on the mission that God is doing, especially through us as St. Paul Lutheran Church. So that means that even though temples are destroyed, even though the world doesn't always go the way that we want, and even though change and death are present realities, resurrection is still a reality too. With our generous giving this year, we're saying that we want to be part of the resurrection that God is bringing. So let's show others that new life. Let's follow God. Let's change the world. Thank you for your financial giving, for your faithful living today, and in all of the days to come. In the name of the one who brings us resurrection life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.